Volcano Spanish Part 1. In this Spanish course, I will show you how to quickly and easily expand your Spanish vocabulary. You may find this hard to believe, but you already know literally thousands of Spanish words. When you finish with this Spanish course, you will have the tools you need in order to build an enormous Spanish vocabulary just by following a few simple rules and applying them to your knowledge of the English vocabulary. There are certain words that exist in both Spanish and English that are spelled the same way, or almost the same way, and that have the same meaning or very similar meanings. These words are called cognates. The Spanish language evolved from Latin over the last 2,000 years. Although the English language is not as closely related to Latin as Spanish, the English language still borrows thousands of words from Latin. Many of these words are the same words that Spanish uses. Spanish and English have also borrowed many words from Greek. As a result, Spanish and English have thousands of cognates in common. This is another reason why you can quickly build a huge Spanish vocabulary based on the English words that you already know. But be aware that there are certain words that have a common origin in Latin, but have very different meanings in Spanish and English. These words are called false cognates. You may have also heard the terms false friends or amigos falsos. But you should also be happy to know that the overwhelming majority of these words, which are spelled the same or almost the same, have similar meanings in the two languages. While learning these Spanish cognates or Spanish words that are similar to English words, be aware that many of these words may also have a slightly different spelling from their English counterparts, and the pronunciation is normally a little different. All you have to do is make some slight changes in the spelling of many English words, and they become Spanish words. In fact, there are many Spanish words which are spelled exactly the same way as their English counterparts. In this lesson, you will learn about Spanish cognates consisting of 9 different groups. Let's begin with the group of Spanish cognates that end in the letters OR. These Spanish words which end in the letters OR are stressed on the last syllable. These words are usually spelled the same way in both Spanish and English. In terms of Spanish grammar, these words are masculine. For example, el color, the color, el motor, the motor, el error, the error, el doctor, the doctor. However, many of the Spanish words can also be made feminine just by adding the letter A at the end. For example, la doctora, the doctor or the female doctor, la autora, the author or the female author, la directora, the director or the female director. I will have plenty of interactive exercises for you in this program in order to help you reinforce the new Spanish words that you are learning. But right now, I want you to repeat some Spanish words after me. You will hear an English speaker say an English word, and then I will say the same word in Spanish. Repeat the Spanish word after me and do your best to imitate my pronunciation.
Actor.
Actor.
Aggressor.
Agresor.
Author.
Autor.
Censor.
Censor.
Co-author.
Coautor.
Color.
Color.
Conductor.
Conductor.
Director.
Director. Are you making sure that you're repeating the Spanish word after me? And are you doing your best to copy my pronunciation? It is very important that you repeat the Spanish words after me if you want to develop proper pronunciation and an authentic Latin American Spanish accent. Continue repeating the Spanish word after me.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Editor.
Editor.
Error.
Error.
Exterior.
Exterior.
Favor.
Favor.
Fervor.
Fervor.
Honor.
Honor.